Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How many of you know, or at least familiar with, the Christian song, In Christ Alone? Raise your hand if you know. Good, most of you. It's a great song. I can remember the very first time I ever heard this song. I was in college. It was a Saturday night service at St. John's Lutheran Church there in Seward, right across the street from campus. I was sitting in the back left-hand corner where I always sat, and this song was the closing song of the day. And since it's not printed in the hymnal, they had printed it on the back page of the bulletin. So the congregation was singing, and I sang along, not well, but I sang along. And then after we were done, instead of getting up and going home, I just sat there. I just sat there and read through those words again. And I took that bulletin home with me, and over the next couple days, I continued to read through the words. And I kept reading them over and over again until I could say them from memory, at least the fourth verse, my favorite verse. And even once I could say it from memory, I would say it again and again to make sure it would stick with me. To this very day, I still have that bulletin somewhere in my files. But even more importantly, I can still quote that fourth verse from memory. The fourth verse goes like this. No guilt in life, no fear in death. That is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry till final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ, I'll stand. Amazing words. Our text for today is the beginning of chapter 12 in St. John's Gospel. And these words come immediately after the resurrection of Lazarus found in chapter 11. So as I prepared for today, I went back and I read chapter 11 along with this portion of chapter 12. And as I read, I saw a pattern. And once I saw the pattern, these words from this fourth verse came rushing back to me. You see, in chapter 11, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And the Jewish leaders who were there began to plot how they could arrest and kill him. Now in chapter 12, these Jewish leaders come out to Bethany to see Lazarus living and breathing and decide he must die too. No power of hell, no scheme of man. These religious leaders were scheming to kill not just one, but two men. They wanted to kill Jesus because he was performing miracles like this, showing he had power and authority. And because of it, Jews were going astray and following him. They wanted to kill Lazarus because he's evidence. Lazarus, who was dead, wrapped in burial cloths, placed in the tomb for 4 days to decay, is now living and breathing, reclining at a meal. He's hard evidence. He's living proof that Jesus has power. They schemed to put both men to death. No power of hell, no scheme of man. And going back to the power of hell, you know they're not upset about this. The prince of evil, Satan himself, wants nothing less than to turn everyone away from the Son of God, to get no one to believe in him. So the fact that these religious leaders are willing to kill to keep that from happening, Satan's more than happy. He's satisfied. The powers of hell, the scheme of men working together, all pointing towards the only possible solution, death. Now, Lazarus' name is only mentioned one more time in the book of John, and it's in a minor clause, so we never hear any more about their scheme to kill him. But we definitely hear more about their scheme to kill Jesus. fact, you could even say they were more than scheming. They were willing to do anything, anything it would take to put this man to death. They were willing to bribe one of his own disciples to betray him. They had him arrested in a dark garden late at night. They brought him to Annas and Caiaphas, but under their law, they didn't have the authority to put a man to death, so they took him to Pilate, who had that authority. They were willing to release a notorious murderer. Even when Pilate had Jesus flogged and beaten, it wasn't good enough. They demanded death. They demanded it in their cries of, "Crucify him!" They demanded death, and only death. And they finally got to hear that sentence they wanted so bad. Jesus was led away to die a miserable, humiliating death. And they watched. They watched as the nails were pounded into his hands and feet. They watched as the cross was raised high on a hill for all to see. They watched as the blood dripped down his face and down his limbs. They watched as he breathed his last and gave up his spirit. And you can't help but think they smiled while they watched. They smiled because they thought this was it. They thought they had won. No one would follow this Jesus now. No one would follow a dead man. They wanted death, and they got death. But we know, even death and its firm grasp was not enough to hold Jesus. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. He walked out of that tomb living and breathing just as Lazarus had, except he was in the glory of the resurrected flesh. No powers of hell, no scheme of man, not even death itself, all working together, could eliminate Jesus. Jesus did die. But it was not what they wanted. It was not the end of him. It was not the end of his following. Instead, it was the stroke of justice. It was God's plan of salvation from the very beginning. God's gift of salvation through the death and resurrection of his very own Son. And now, this risen, this living and breathing Jesus who appears to his disciples and his followers, he is now the hard evidence, the living proof that he is the Son of God. And it's in his power. It is his power that is in you and me today. It is the forgiveness of Christ that gives us the power to not be accounted guilty in our sin. It is the hope of his resurrection that gives us the power to abandon the fear of death. Forgiveness, no guilt in life. Hope in the resurrection, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in you and me. From life's first cry till final breath, Jesus commands my destiny because he is Lord of all. The living Lord who ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father on his throne has the power and authority over everything. He has the command over all, including you and me and our destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man. He's already defeated these forces. He has the victory over them. And now he's placed his name on you and me, and he's placed us in his hand of protection where they can never touch us.
till he returns or calls us home. It's a guaranteed promise. He's coming again. And on that day, his resurrection will be our resurrection. But until that day, it is the power of Christ, the power of the gospel, that allows us to stand here and boldly proclaim, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in us. From life's first cry till final breath, Jesus commands our destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck us from his hand. Till he returns or calls us home, here in the power of this Christ, living, reigning Christ, we stand. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.